So, have you written any of your article yet?
No, I'm still researching. Do you think I should cut my hair?
No, why?
I'm thinking about getting a perm. I've needed one for a while, and this contest gives me an excuse.
Well, it might be cute.
I just don't want to overdo it, you know? I want to look nice, but still look like the same person the judges voted into the finals, you know?
I guess.
Oh, and I bought a dress yesterday.
You did?
It's really pretty.
Good for you. And you're doing this for the article?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I'll get it.
Oh, Liz, you're early.
Yeah, I wanted to stop by the auditorium on the way to school and practice my song on stage a couple of times.
Your perm looks good.
How can you tell? You're not even looking at my hair.
Uh-huh.
Mandy, you're looking at me like I have some kind of growth in the middle of my nose.
Maybe that's because you have some kind of growth in the middle of your nose.
What?
Come here, have a look in the mirror.
Ah! It's...
It's only a pimple.
No, you called it a growth, with a capital G.
It's a pimple, with a little p, and it's not really that bad.
My first zit.
Oh, Liz, it's a sign you're growing into an adult. It's a rite of passage, a badge of honor.
No zit is a badge of honor. It's a hideous disorder caused by aggressive bacteria growing in a plugged pore. There's nothing good you can say about it.
It's symmetrical.
Ugh! Mandy, the final round is tomorrow! I'm going to be in front of hundreds of people, and I've got a plague on my face! Why couldn't I wait to turn into an adult on Saturday?
Wait a minute. Wait! Why do you care so much? I thought you got into this contest to do an exposé.
Easy for you to say. You won't be parading in front of the entire town with the Temple of Doom on your nose.
You're right. I'm not. But it's not the end of the world. Here, I've got something.
What?
Liz, it's in times like these that you need two things. Courage and heavy makeup.